For years, Wisconsin has been at the back of the pack in the country for arts funding. The National Assembly of State Art Agencies says the state spends about 18 cents per capita on arts funding. That's compared to about $9.67 in Minnesota and $5.11 in Illinois. Joining us now to talk about what this means for arts organizations is Lori Winters. She's the executive director and CEO of the Museum of Wisconsin Art. So what's going on in Wisconsin? Why are we spending so little on the arts? That number's jarring, 18 cents compared to nearly $10 in Minnesota.
You know, it used to be embarrassing because we used to be sort of second to last. And then as of 2023, we are now 50th out of all the 50th states in supporting arts and culture. So it's a complicated story. In Wisconsin, it's been an uphill battle to get the attention of the governor, the legislature. More often than not, I would say, to getting the attention of the legislature is the issue. The economic impact of arts and culture in Wisconsin is phenomenal. It's $10.8 billion a year. That is a worthy cause. The other driving factor has been tourism dollars. Tourism, you know, the museums, the arts and cultural activities are major centers of tourism dollars, bringing people into the state, providing positive cultural experience.
What's the impact on the art organizations themselves because of this low level of funding, or maybe the communities around those organizations?
I joined the Museum of Wisconsin Art, which is located about 45 minutes north of Milwaukee in a small town called West Bend. It's a population of 31,000. When I joined the museum a decade ago, we talked with our city officials about the benefits of tourism and perhaps there should be more emphasis on that. The response at that time, again, a different leadership at that time, but it was really focused on industry. Well, fine. Now, 10 years later, after seeing the success of our small institution in West Bend, they're now talking about a renewed focus on tourism. We bring into the small town of 31,000 about $3 million a year. That's through hotel stays, through half-day trips to the institution where people have lunch, they fill their tanks with gas, they spend money in the cute shops on Main Street. And so all of that has helped bring in about $3 million a year. Even during the pandemic period, we were still bringing in dollars into the community. But, you know, we had to really demonstrate our worth and our value as an economic catalyst in the community. And I think we have, but unfortunately, it's been an uphill battle.
Some people would argue that there are a lot of needs that the state has to take care of and that maybe the arts should fall under private funding and come from individuals or corporations or the private sector. What do you say to that?
Well, that private philanthropy has stepped up to fill the gap. You know, speaking for the museum directors in the state, it is greatly appreciated. And the museums are what we are today, thanks to the private sector. But it's not without problems. It has unfortunately created a fiercely competitive environment for those philanthropic dollars. It tends to pit one arts organization against another. And related to that is the impression that philanthropic giving creates. And that is an impression in which the arts and culture are funded by the wealthy for the wealthy. And it creates a sense of not being welcome, but not belonging to the arts organizations. And of course, that's the last thing that the arts organizations want. We all strive to create a sense of access and belonging. And, you know, we want to reach every member of our state.
Lori Winters, Executive Director and CEO of the Museum of Wisconsin Art. Thanks for helping shed some light on a topic that many listeners might not know about. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.